第65篇诗篇
Let's turn to a psalm today.
第65篇
Number 65.
这一篇诗呢 我们前一个礼拜四 在年长弟兄姊妹聚会里面 我们交通过
We have fellowship on the psalm previous Thursday with the elderly brothers and sisters.
那我们交通的时候 我们觉得这篇诗非常的好
We truly saw the goodness of this song.
所以我们希望把这篇诗也交通给弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, we would like to share with you all the song.
让我们一同来欣赏主的话语。
That we all may enter into the joy of God's word.
并且让我们也能够进入主话的那个实际的里面。
Also can enter into the reality of His word.
那我们大家一起来读，好不好？
Read the song all together.
神啊。
西安的人都等候赞美你，你所许的也要向你相反。听祷告的主啊，凡有血气的都要来救你，罪孽胜了我，是以我们的过犯，你都要赦免。你说拣选是他亲近你，住在你院中的，这人便为有福。我们必因你居所。 你圣殿的美福知足了，成就我们的神啊！你必以威严、秉公义、应允我们。你本是一切地基和海上远处的人所依靠的。他既大能，树腰，就用力量安定诸山，使珠海的响声和其中波浪的响声，并万民的喧哗都平静了。
住在地基的人，因你的神迹惧怕，你使日出日落之地都欢呼。你眷顾地，降下透雨，使地大的肥美。神的河满了水，你这样浇灌了地，好为人预备五谷。你浇透地的犁沟，任凭泥迹降甘霖，使地软和。 其中发长的蒙以赐福，你恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都低下至右，滴在旷野的草场上，小山以欢乐树腰，草场以秧群为衣，谷中也长满了五谷，这一切都欢呼歌唱。我们读的时候虽然不一定很明白。
That we may not understand as we read.
但是当我们这样读，我们觉得很好。
But just as we read, we surely taste the good.
那不仅是像一篇诗，并且像一幅图画一样。
It's not only a poem, it is a portrait.
那这幅图画摆在我们的跟前，让我们一同来欣赏。
And before us, we can all enjoy this portrait.
为了让弟兄姊妹能够更清楚一点，所以我们把这一篇诗分作三个段落。
In order to explain more clearly, we divide the psalm into three sections.
那头一个段落是从第一节到第四节。
Section 1 begins from verse 1 to verse 4.
那第二个段落是从5节到第9节。
Verses 5 through 9 comprise the second section.
我说错，对不起，5节到第8节。
I'm sorry, from 5 to 8.
那么第三个段落是从第9节到第13节。
The third section is from 9 through 13.
那么这三个段落里，它都有主要的一个题目。
There are a main theme in each of the three sections.
那么头一个段落就说到，那么这位神乃是听祷告的神。
The first section declares to us, our God is one who hears prayers.
他不仅听我们的祷告。
He not only hears our prayers,
并且他也赦免我们的罪,
He forgives our iniquities.
并且他也拣选我们, 使我们来亲近他,
He has chosen us to come near Him,
能够住在他的殿里面,
to dwell in His temple,
享受他的同在,
to enjoy His presence.
那因着他的同在, 我们里头就心满意足。
We're satisfied deep within because of His presence.
所以这一个是有福的一般人。
These are blessed people.
那么第二段落呢, 乃从第5节到第8节。
The second section begins from verse 5 to 8.
那么这一段落乃说到那个主的拯救。
This section basically declares God's salvation.
所以开头他说拯救我们的神啊。
So it begins by the God of our salvation.
是说到那个主的救恩。
Because it talks about his salvation.
这个救恩就成了我们的拯救。
And this salvation becomes our salvation.
把我们从不仅是把我们从各种难处里面拯救出来。
He not only saved us from all kinds of difficulties.
也使我们能够胜过所有一切的难处。
He enables us also to overcome the difficulties.
胜过所有一切的环境。
To overcome the circumstances.
主给我们的拯救那是完全的拯救。
His salvation is full salvation.
所以等到将来有一天主再来的时候
One day when the Lord comes back,
虽然那个许多的世人他们看见主所行的神迹和奇事
Though people of the earth have seen his wonders and signs,
他们都充满了恐惧满了害怕
So they will be filled with fright.
但是我们这些蒙怜悯蒙恩典的人
But those of us who are saved,
我们这些得到主拯救的人
Those who have been redeemed,
到那一天我们要欢喜快乐
On that day we will rejoice.
那么这个就说到第这是第二段
This is the second section.
那第三段呢它就特别好
The third section is specially good.
这一段圣经那是说到那个神恩典的丰富
This section talks about the riches of his grace.
我们能够享受神恩典的丰富。
And we can enjoy the riches of his grace.
他把那个恩典的丰富赐给了我们。
He has given us the riches of his grace.
那个恩典呢，就像一条河流一样。
And that grace is just like a stream.
从无俊杰那一天从天上宝座跟前降下来。
It flowed from the throne in the heavens on the day of Pentecost.
充满在那个120门徒们里面。
And it saturated 120 disciples.
然后这一条恩典的河流那继续不断流出去。
And this river of grace continues to flow out.
真是像以西结书那里所说的越流越广越流越深。
Just like this description given by Ezekiel that it gets deeper and wider as it goes.
实在是一个丰富的恩典。
It is indeed an abundant grace.
因为这样涌流的缘故。
Because the way it flows.
结果叫两岸所有之物都在生长起来。
And it causes growth on both banks.
欣欣在向荣。
And they are full of riches.
那么这是那个第三段。
This is the third section.
所以这是三个或者三张很美丽的图画。
And these are the three beautiful portraits that we have seen.
用简单的话来说呢。
Simply put.
那么头一段呢，那就说到那我们这样亲近主人，那个因着主的同在，我们就心满意足了。
Those who come near God can be satisfied because of His presence.
第二段说的我们这些蒙到主拯救的一般人。
The second section talks about those who are chosen and redeemed.
那一天说主要拯救我们到底。
And that day he will save us to the uttermost.
不仅叫我们得到完全的拯救。
Not only will we receive the full salvation.
并且他一直拯救我们，拯救到那一天他再来的时候。
But he will save us all the way till the day he comes back.
到那一天，连我们的身体，这个必须坏的身体都蒙到拯救。
On that day even our corruptible bodies will be transfigured.
那个卑贱的就变作荣耀的。
The base shall become glorious.
这个必朽坏的就变成不朽坏的。
Corruptible shall be incorruptible.
这是我们一个荣耀的盼望。
This is our hope of glory.
当主再来的时候，我们所有都改变了。
When the Lord comes back, all will be transformed.
一切那个必朽坏的败坏都脱落下去了。
All the corruptible shall be taken off.
这实在是一个荣耀的盼望。
This truly is a glorious hope.
难怪他说，从日出之地到日落之处，都充满了欢喜快乐。
Small one. The psalmist says, from the rising of the sun till the going down thereof shall be his praise.
日出之地
The rising of the sun.
那说到每一天早晨的时候
Talks about early morning.
圣经给我们看见每一天早晨我们都看见神的新的怜悯
Bible tells us every day we see his new mercy.
有新的恩典
A new grace.
有新的看顾
A new care.
有新的扶持
A new support.
到晚上日落的时候呢
And at the going down of the sun,
我们都看见说主的恩典实在跟我们是一天跟我们说实用的。
We will have seen God's grace is truly sufficient.
在这一天当中，不仅保守了我们，供应了我们。
Throughout the day, He not only supports us and supplies us.
加给我们力量。
He strengthens us.
无论是环境这样的艰难。
Regardless of the difficulties of the circumstance.
他的恩典永远都是跟我们说实用的。
His grace is always sufficient.
一年过一年的过去。
Year after year.
一生过去。
The lifetime goes.
一代一代而过去。
Generation after generation.
当主再来的时候。
When he comes back.
我们是蒙怜悯得了主恩典的人。
Those of us who have received grace and mercy.
我们都要充满了欢喜快乐。
Will be filled with gladness.
那么第三段就说到享受主丰盛的恩典。
Therefore the third section talks about the enjoyment of his grace.
这个恩典在无逊节的时候一些圣灵完全那个丰丰富富当然降下来的。
His grace has been poured out abundantly on the day of Pentecost through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降临的时候。
When the Holy Spirit is poured out.
就充满在他们整个所住的屋子里面。
It's saturated in the room that they were sitting in.
那120个人都被圣灵所充满。
120 were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们是浸透在圣灵里面。
They were permeated with the Holy Spirit.
我们常常想圣灵来呢是为了叫我们得到能力。
Oftentimes we say when the Holy Spirit comes is to empower us.
我们就看见这一班人他们是蛮有能力的一班人。
Surely we have seen these people are full of power.
是的，这不过就是圣灵来所带给我们一部分。
Yes, this is but one aspect of the Holy Spirit.
这一位圣灵乃是丰满的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is abundant.
他不仅把主的那个能力带给了我们。
He not only brings us God's power.
他也把主所赐的、主所有的、主所做的、主一切的丰富都带给了我们。
He also brings to us all that God is, has, and has accomplished to us.
甚至连三位一体的神在圣灵里头都带给了我们。
Even has bring us the triune God.
所以这是何等丰盛的恩典。
So indeed, this is an abundant grace.
不光是能力的问题。
It is not only a matter of power.
那所有一切的丰富。
But it is a matter of all his riches.
都在圣灵里面。
That has been stored up in the Holy Spirit.
带给了我们。
And has been deposited to us.
实在是一个丰盛的恩典。
This is indeed a rich grace.
为什么说是恩典呢？
Why do we call this grace?
虽然是这样的丰富。
It is so abundant.
但是却是白白的赐给我们。
But it is free.
不需要代价。
There needs no price.
不需要我们努力。
We don't need to struggle.
我们只要相信。
All we need to do is to believe.
我们只要接受。
To receive.
我们就能得着这丰盛的恩典。
And we can receive this abundant grace.
是白白所赐给我们的。
It is given freely.
当然，这是因着我们主耶稣所成就的救恩，给我们带下来的。
Of course, it is done through the accomplishment of God's salvation through Christ.
他从死里复活之后。
It is done after His resurrection from the dead.
升到天上。
He ascended to the heaven.
进到荣耀里面。
He entered into glory.
他就从父手里头接受了圣灵。
And he received from the Father the Holy Spirit.
赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
God gives Holy Spirit without measure.
他就把圣灵在倾倒下来。
And he pours the Holy Spirit down.
充满在他的教会的里面。
It is permeated in his church.
弟兄姊妹，不仅圣灵来了。
And this is not only the Holy Spirit comes.
一切的丰富。
All his riches.
主耶稣所成功的所有的救恩。
All the salvation the Lord accomplished.
都借着圣灵带给了我们。
Have been brought to us through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在圣灵里头，我们看见我们的神是实际的。
Therefore we can see our God is real through the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣是实际的。
The Lord Jesus is real.
主的救恩是实际的。
His salvation is practical.
主的能力是实际的。
His power is practical.
主一切的丰富都是实际的。
All his riches is practical.
这位圣灵就是真理的圣灵。
This Holy Spirit we call it the Spirit of Truth.
神所有一切属灵的丰富都实际的带给了我们。
All the riches of God has been given to us practically.
叫我们能够承受。
So that we can be sanctified.
叫我们能够享受。
That we can enjoy it.
在我们就成了我们的供应。
And it becomes our supply.
这是那个第三幅图画。
This is the third portrait.
那我先把这三幅图画简单地告诉弟兄姊妹。
In a simple way, I give you these three portraits.
那么在这一篇诗开头的时候呢？
In the beginning of the psalm,
他就说到神呐、啊，西安的民都等候着赞美呢。
It says, there will be silence before thee and praise in Zion, O God.
那么西安的民是指的什么说的？
What does Zion point to?
当然，我们知道在历史上的，说到以色列人，他们那么进到迦南地区之后。
In history, we see the Israelites entered into Canaan.
他们就建都在耶路撒冷。
And they had Jerusalem as their capital.
那耶路撒冷那是建造在那个五座山上面。
And the city of Jerusalem is built upon five hills.
那其中一座山呢是那个叫锡安山。
One of them is called Mount Zion.
那这一座山那是大卫宝座所在地。
This mountain is the throne of David.
大卫那他作王。
David reigns there.
他在那掌权。
He rules there.
他是管理整个的以色列国。
He governs the nation of Israel.
他乃是在锡安那里。
He sets up his throne in Zion.
锡安乃说到大卫的被高举。
Zion therefore points to David's exaltation.
大卫在那作王，能得着荣耀。
David reigns and receives glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是在历史上来说。
This is the historical aspect.
但在属灵方面来说，
What about the spirit?
那什么叫西安？
What is Zion spiritually?
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
他说你们不是来到西乃山。
Tells us you have not come to Mount Sinai.
你们乃是来到锡安山。
You have come to Mount Zion.
那就是那个新的耶路撒冷。
The New Jerusalem.
就是活神的城邑。
The city of the living God.
那说到今天我们都是来到锡安山。
Therefore today we all have come to Mount Zion.
那今天我们这个好像从外面来看呢，我们并没有到以色列地区。
Hourly speaking, we're not in Israel.
我们也没有到锡安山去。
We have never been to Mount Zion.
那么锡安山到底在什么地方？
So、where,
可能我们都不清楚了。
We're not even clear about whereabouts of Mount Zion.
我们是来到锡安山。
So、why did the Bible say we have come to Mount Zion?
弟兄姊妹
，Francis，
在我们知道在旧约里面那许多的历史也好。
We know, brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament.
那许多事实也好，
even though they are history and facts,
那都是有属灵的意义在里面。
They all carry spiritual meaning.
这锡安山，
this Mount Zion,
在我乃是指着我们的主耶稣基督说的。
Points to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣从死里复活之后，
after the Lord's death and resurrection,
他被高举，
he was exalted,
得着荣耀，
he received glory,
坐在宝座上面，
he seated on the throne,
在那坐王掌权，
he rules and reigns.
弟兄姊妹，他就是锡安山。
This is he is Mount Zion.
我们的主耶稣就是属灵的锡安山。
Our Lord Jesus is a spiritual Mount Zion.
说什么叫来到锡安山？
So what does it mean to come to Mount Zion?
到主耶稣这里来。
That is when we come to the Lord Jesus.
我们不是来到那个锡乃山。
We have not come to Mount Sinai.
我们不是来到律法之下。
We have not come under the law.
我们乃是来到主耶稣这里。
We have come to the Lord Jesus.
他是我们的锡安山。
He is our Mount Zion.
在这里充满了生命。
Here is filled with life.
在这里充满了丰富。
Filled with riches.
在这里充满了能力。
Here is filled with power.
在这里充满了荣耀。
Here is filled with glory.
这是我们的主耶稣基督。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他就是我们的锡安山。
He is our Mount Zion.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
hey, brothers and sisters,
若是我们来到主耶稣这里，
if we have come to the Lord Jesus,
来到这一位得了荣耀的主耶稣，
the glorified Christ,
这位最被高举的主耶稣，
the exalted Christ,
这位坐在宝座上的坐王掌权的主耶稣，
the enthroned Christ who is ruling reigning.
当我们来到他这里时候，
when we come to him,
我们就来到锡安山。
We have come to Mount Zion.
我们摸到他的时候，
when we touch him,
我们就摸到了锡安山。
We have touched Mount Zion.
住在他里面的时候，
when we dwell in it,
我们就是住在锡安山的一般人。
We are those who dwell in Mount Zion.
这是锡安的子民。
We are the people of Zion.
他说神啊，锡安的人都要来赞美。
He says the people of Zion will praise thee.
按照外面来说。
Hourly speaking.
那今天我们还坐在这个地方。
We're seated here.
但是按照属灵方面来说。
Spiritually speaking.
若是在这个时候，我们都来到主这里。
At this moment, if we all have come to Lord Jesus.
我们就是一定被高举。
Seeing that He has been exalted.
尽得了荣耀。
Received glory.
他坐在宝座上。
Seated on the
在作王掌权，
ruling and reign,
掌管万有，
governing all.
哦，弟兄们，我们就看见了锡安山。
Francis, therefore, we will see Mount Zion.
锡安山就在这个地方。
Mount Zion is indeed here.
我们就是锡安的子民。
We are the people of Zion.
我们就是锡安的人。
We are the children of Zion.
所以神啊，锡安的人都要等候着来赞美。
Therefore, all the people of Zion will be silent and wait for it.
那么，锡安的人他们有什么特点呢？
What are the characteristics of the people of Zion?
他们最大的一个特点，
the greatest one,
就是在那赞美神。
It is they are people who pray. They're praising the Lord Jesus. Because the Lord has risen from the dead. He has ascended to the heavens. Seated on the throne. The Lord has been exalted. Far above all rule and principalities. And powers. Dear brothers and sisters, when we see the Lord in this way, we cannot but praise him. Because he is full of glory. He is too great. He is full of power. This glorious Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear Lord, dear Francis,
we
cannot but praise
him. 所以他说，神啊，其他的人都等候着来赞美。
Therefore it says, all shall be silent before thee.
我们运到来到主的跟前。
On the one hand, we have come to the Lord.
我们得到释放。
We have been released. We have seen his glory. Spontaneously, there is a praise flowing out of us. On the other hand, we are the people of grace. Because we receive grace, it is an abundant grace. This grace permeates within us. So our heart has remembered the grace we received. Our heart is touched by the grace. Spontaneously, we issue out with praise. As though the grace is still within us. If we are bodily within us, we cannot stand it anymore. So we are touched by this grace. Because of the great touching within us. We rise up to praise
Him.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the salvation. Praise His love. Praise the riches of His grace. And we praise spontaneously and continually. Even though we praise one by one. Brothers and sisters praise one after another. Some among us has received such great grace. When he thinks about the greatness of the grace, his heart is constrained. When other people are praising, so he's waiting. Once he's through, then you begin. Once other people are through, then you get up. For instance, these are the people of Zion. They're all the people that have received grace. They have been permeated with grace. So when they gather, they fight to stand up to praise. Therefore, sometimes we need to wait. So I like the Chinese rendering. He says, God, the people of Zion are waiting to praise
you.
As though something is there to constrain. Once there's an opening, then you burst forth with praise. You offer your prayer. For instance, these are the people of Zion. It is not a condition where one prays and then for a great moment of silence, you wait. So after a praise meeting or table meeting, not many people pray. Everybody sings hymns. Hymn singing has replaced praising. This is not like the people of Zion. Sometimes you want to praise, but you cannot. This is not the people of Zion. The people of Zion, because they have enjoyed God's grace, therefore they are filled with praise. If given an opportunity, then the praise comes out. Some people translate it into silence. People of Zion will praise thee in silence. I dare not say this is wrong. But if we are too much in silence, then our spirit will be quenched. And if we're touched within, and because of silence, it gets quenched. So I like this rendering better. That is, people of Zion is waiting to praise thee. They're fighting for opportunity. They're waiting for their turn to offer the praise to the Lord. And also our praise will usher in other people's praise. Friends, people, these are the people of Zion.
为什么他们是, 等候着赞美?
For instance, why are they waiting to praise? Because they're filled with grace. Because of the fullness of that grace. It continues to flow out of them. Praise becomes a vehicle to express their grace.
赞美完了之后呢,
after praising,
心里就很舒服,
your heart is comfortable. You're filled with peace. As though the burden is lifted.
下次再有感动,
when you touch again, you praise again.
即使西安的人,
these are the people of Zion.
他们都等候了赞美,
they're all waiting to praise thee.
他们为什么这样赞美?
Why do they praise in this way?
因为他们的恩典实在太多,
because of the greatness of the grace that they receive.
就说了他们所蒙的恩典,
so this hymn, this psalm talks about their grace.
头一段呢, 就说他们那个亲近主而得到恩典,
The first section talks about their grace received because of coming near God.
每天早晨来到主的跟前亲近主的时候。
Every morning when they come near God.
或者当他们一有时间来到主面亲近主的时候。
Or whenever they get opportunity to come to God.
他们不仅在祷告。
They not only pray,
把许多事情在这儿告诉主。
To tell the Lord many things.
当然，主也很喜欢听我们祷告。
Of course, the Lord loves to hear our prayer.
你千万不要像有弟兄们说的那个主啊，也这个听这么多祷告太啰嗦了。
Don't for a moment think that the Lord would be bothered by the multitude of prayer.
你看看全世界有千千万万基督徒。
There are millions of Christians on the earth.
那你也祷告，我也祷告，我们都在那祷告。
You pray, I pray, we all pray.
那这个主的耳朵听不过来了。
And the Lord will be burdensome by the prayer.
并且祷告都是这很小的事情啊，都是很琐碎的事情。
We all pray with trivial matters.
都是你许多个人的事情。
Individual matters.
主的心都听烦了。
And the Lord is truly anxious about it.
弟兄姊妹，这是不认识主的人。
Brothers, these talks reveal the people that don't know God.
很喜欢听他的孩子们祷告。
You know, God loves to hear the prayer of His children.
若是你在聚会当中祷告太啰嗦，那不太好。
But if you pray too much in the meeting, it's not so good.
若是你到主面前，你祷告啰嗦一点没关系。
But if you come to God and pray a lot, it's okay.
因为我们的主啊，实在是满了忍耐。
Because our Lord is with long suffering.
因为他喜欢听。
And He loves to hear.
很琐碎，很小事，他都喜欢听。
Even the small trivial matters, He loves to hear.
没有一个人这样爱我们。
Nobody loves us like him.
他喜欢听我们祷告。
He loves to hear our prayer.
他也答应我们祷告。
And he answers our prayer.
虽然许多时候没有照着我们所求的。
Though much of the time he doesn't answer in the way that we like.
但是他还是听见了。
But he still hears it.
他还是答应了。
And he still answers it.
他没有照着我们所求的，就是答应我们祷告。
Even he doesn't answer the way we want, he still answers.
他知道说照你所求的话呀，那给你的话，那你就害了你了。
Because he knows if he gives us an answer according to our wishes, then it will not be good for us.
就好像一个小孩子跟妈妈，妈妈，你把菜刀给我好不好？
Just like a child asking the mummy for the butcher's knife.
那我要玩一玩菜刀，很好玩的。
Play with this new toy.
这妈妈就不给他。
The mother would not give it to
me. 不给你。
No.
不能拿菜刀玩的。
Don't play with the butcher's knife.
为什么不给他呢
？Why not?
孩子很伤心呐、
啊。The child is sorrowful.
没有，妈妈没有听他祷告。
Because the mother has not heard his prayer.
感谢赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
还好妈妈没有听。
It's good that the mother doesn't hear.
都是妈妈给他的话呀。
If the mother gives him his wishes.
那个菜刀不晓得砍到哪里去了。
Then you never know what he will do with that butcher's knife.
也可能伤害自己。
Maybe he'll hurt himself.
也可能伤害别人。
Or hurt others.
说亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters.
不要以为说主没有照着我们所求的答应，主就没有听。
Don't think for a moment if the Lord doesn't answer us according to our wishes, he has heard.
他都已经听见了。
He has heard it all.
他也答应我们祷告。
And he answers.
他知道怎样待我们最合适。
And he knows how to care for us.
他也知道把什么东西给我们是最合适的。
He knows how to give us.
他也知道怎样来成就我们的那个祷告，那个时间呢是最合适的。
And he knows the right timing to accomplish prayers.
他都知道。
He knows it all.
是听祷告的主啊。
He is a God that hears prayers.
我们的神，他就是听祷告的主。
God is a God who hears prayers.
他喜欢答应我们祷告。
He loves to answer our prayers.
所以尽可以把我们所有的在他面前都倾心吐意。
So feel free to come to him to release your prayers.
弟兄姊妹不仅这样，
而是是老王说，
因为他罪孽胜了我。
Even he forgives our iniquities.
你赦免我一切的过犯。
He has forgiven all our iniquities.
至于我的过犯，你都要赦免。
And you have forgiven all my transgressions.
当我们正要在主面前祷告。
When we pray before him.
我们来到主跟前的时候。
When we come before him.
我们知道主是日光。
We know God is light.
当你稍微停一下的话，
If you pause for a moment,
那主就给你看见你的失败。
The Lord will expose your failure.
给你看见你的软弱。
And you will see your weakness.
在某件事你失败了。
You failed in certain matters.
在某件事情你跌倒了。
You stumbled in certain matters.
在某件事你在得罪主了。
And you offended God in certain matters.
主就给我看见我们的过犯。
The Lord will show us our transgression.
为什么主给我们看见我们的过犯？
For instance, the Lord shows us our transgression.
不是为了惩罚我们。
Not to judge us.
乃是为了来赦免我们。
But to forgive us.
乃是为了来遮盖我们。
But to cover us.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
所以他说罪孽胜了我。
So even though the iniquity prevailed against us,
实在说，我说我们不愿意失败的。
In reality, we do not like to fail.
我们不愿意做得罪主的事情。
We do not want to offend God.
但是我们里头有个罪孽呀。
But there is an iniquity within us.
那个罪孽就是个罪的权势。
And there is a power that comes with it.
它在里面催逼着我们。
It is there constraining us.
在试探我们。
To tempt us.
在引诱我们。
Try us.
那我们就站不住了。
And therefore, we cannot stand.
我们就失败了。
And we fail.
说主很同情我们。
So the Lord is full of compassion.
所有的过犯都是因为里面的罪孽在里面催逼你。
all our sins because of the iniquities prevailing within us.
我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
We who receive grace.
我们知道主爱我们。
We know God loves us.
我们不愿意做一件得罪主的事。
We will not do things to offend him.
不愿意做一件事叫主伤心。
We're unwilling to hurt him.
但是有时候了，实在是胜不过。
Sometimes we cannot prevail.
胜不过肉体的情欲。
We cannot prevail against temptation of the lust.
胜不过那个罪的权势。
Or the power of the sin.
我们就失败了。
So we fail.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
当主这样给我们看见的时候啊。
When the Lord exposed that to us.
他就赦免我们。
He forgives us.
他就用血遮盖我们。
He covers us with the blood.
他就把所有的罪都给我们 cover 起来。
He covers all our sins.
他再看不见我们的罪了。
Therefore he cannot see.
都洗干净了。
It's all cleansed.
那这个时候我们和他之间呢就再也没有间隔了。
At this moment there is nothing in between us and God.
再也没有黑影了。
There's no more shadow.
那我们就可以坦然无惧的再亲近他。
We can come near him with boldness.
住在他的殿里面。
Dwell in his house.
来享受他那个他的同在。
To enjoy his presence.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and
sisters. 这最宝贝的一件事情。
The most precious thing.
主听我们祷告，我们感谢主。
We thank God he hears our prayer.
主赦免我们罪，我们也感谢主。
We thank God he forgives our
sins. 最宝贝的一件事情。
The most precious thing, however.
我们那是主所拣选的一班人。
It's the fact we have been chosen by God.
最拜主，我们主所拣选我们。
God has chosen us.
他的目的是什么呢？
What is his purpose?
他的盼望是什么呢？
What does he expect?
他的盼望就是使我们亲近他。
He expects that we will come near him.
让我们常常来他面前来亲近他。
Oftentimes we'll come near him.
那住在他的里面。
To dwell in him.
享受那个他的同在。
To enjoy his presence.
弟兄姊妹，这是主拣选我们的目的。
Well, so this is the purpose of his selection.
所以当我们祷告的时候呢，自然而然的就把我们带到他同在里面去了。
So when we pray spontaneously,
你可能为了许多事情祷告。
In the beginning, you may pray for many things.
但是很奇妙，祷告来祷告去，你头就摸到主了。
But strangely, after a while, you touch God.
祷告了去，你头就碰到主的同在了。
You pray for a while and you touch His presence.
不仅是让我们能够亲近他。
Not only you endear him,
必须要住在他里面
but you dwell in him,
来享受他的丰富
to enjoy all his riches,
还能够与他居所我们心满意足了
and we can be satisfied also by his abode,
就是他是那样与我们同在
he abides with us,
他一切的丰富都成了我们的供应我们的享受
all his grace can become our supply,
我们里头就心满意足了
therefore inwardly we're satisfied,
祷告完了之后啊
after our prayer,
不仅重担没有了
not only the burden is lifted,
里面充满了喜乐
but we're filled with joy,
那样轻松
we feel lightened,
我们心满意足了
we're satisfied,
因为我们享受到主了
because we have enjoyed the Lord, we touch the Lord,
我们看见主了
we've seen the Lord,
哦，亲爱的兄弟
们，
这是何等有福
how blessed this is,
当我们这样摸着他
when we touch him this way,
我们看见他
we see him,
我们享受他的时候
and enjoy him,
那就是他所给我们的恩典
These become the grace he gives us. The grace will be permeated within us.
我们的力量
becoming our strength.
充满我们的帮助
becoming our support.
也叫我们这个人逐渐的有改变
causing us to be transformed.
叫我们这些人越过的越能够相处
that we will be more and more like him.
所以亲爱的兄弟们
so brothers and sisters,
你看见我们亲近主是何等有福的一件事情
how blessed this is to endear him.
我们能得到恩典
we can receive grace.
我们能得到帮助
receive help
我们能够得到力量
receive strength
我们能够在那里能有改变
we can be transformed
能够改变我们自己所不能改变的
to transform that which we are unable to do
叫我们这个人越变越像主了
that we will be changed to be like him
所以我们亲近主这个是恩典
so to come near him this is such a grace
这是主的恩典
this is the grace of the Lord
你说你主这样恩待我们
this is because he loves us
可能开着我们都没有想到的
Beyond our imagination.
我们不过是把难处带到主的跟前。
We came but with our difficulties.
主也怜悯我们，赦免了我们的罪。
And he has forgiven our sins.
用他的宝血遮盖了我们。
Covered us with his blood.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers.
最终的目的。
The ultimate purpose.
把我们带到他同在的里面。
Is to bring us into his presence.
让我能够摸到他。
So that we can touch him.
能够享受他。
And enjoy him.
能够得着他。
And receive him.
能够充满到他。
And be filled with him.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers.
这是主的。
This is God's grace.
这个叫亲近主的恩典。
This is the grace that comes from coming near him.
天天的越亲近主。
The more daily we come near him.
里头越满了恩典。
The more we're filled with grace.
到时候了他一定要赞美。
So in the right time, we cannot but praise.
何等大的恩典。
We receive what grace.
主不仅答应我祷告。
Not only he answered our prayer.
实在说这个是其次的一件事情。
In reality, this is secondary.
不仅赦免了我们的罪。
He's forgiven our sins.
他也把他自己给了我。
He has given us himself.
我是越祷告他把他自己越充满到我里面。
The more I pray, the more he fills me with his presence.
心满意足了。
causing himself to be satisfied, dear brothers.
就是你是这样一般亲近主的人。
If you are such a people that come near him,
你在祷告亲近主，你都在摸着了主。
Daily when you come and pray and come near him, you touch him.
受了主的同在。
Enjoy his presence.
你在伯饼聚会里面。
And when you come to the table meeting, you cannot but praise. You must be filled with praise. Many times we cannot praise because you spend too little time to come near him. You pray, but you have not touched him. You cannot touch him. You have not been filled with him. Therefore, there lacks the power to praise. Pray that we will come in his presence.
能够接触到主,
to touch him.
享受到他同在,
to enjoy his presence.
好像我们得到他,
so that we can gain him.
像我们也能够说有赞美主的人,
so that we can be a people of praise.
那么第二段,
second section,
说到主的拯救,
talks about his salvation.
拯救我们的主啊,
the God of salvation.
主耶稣基督是我们的拯救。
The Lord Jesus is our salvation.
耶稣基督他不仅拯救我们,
for instance, he not only saves us,
他也拯救我们到底。
He saves us to the uttermost.
他是我们的拯救。
He is our salvation.
他怎样拯救我们?
How does he save?
借着两种, 两个大的。
In two powers.
一个大, 一方面的能力。
The power of the first
aspect. 十字架的, 十字架的能力。
Is the power of the cross.
还一方面能力。
The other aspect.
那是复活的能力。
Is the power of his resurrection.
所以这一段就说到这两, 两种的大的。
So this section tells us these two powers.
拯救我们。
God saved us,
那就叫他十字架,
through his cross,
叫他的复活,
through his resurrection,
他的死而复活,
his death and resurrection,
担当我们的罪,
not only bore all our sins,
也叫我们得到拯救,
but has saved us.
弟兄姊妹, 十字架, 那是个伟大的力量,
for instance, the cross is a great power.
十字架, 那是我们的拯救,
cross is our salvation.
我们所有一切问题答案,
all the answers to our problems can be found in the Lord's cross. We have many problems. Many sins we cannot prevail. There's much flesh and lust to control us.
弟兄们，我们怎样解决这些问题？
Versus, how do we solve these problems?
借着主耶稣的十字架。
Through the cross of the Lord
Jesus. 主耶稣十字架乃是大能。
The cross of Jesus is our power.
伟大的能力。
It is a great power.
没有能力比这十字架能力再大。
There's not a power greater than this.
把我们从各种难处里面再拯救出来。
Saving us from all multitude of problems.
把我们从各种捆绑里面再释放出来。
Releasing us from all bondages.
把我们从出的一切瑕疵里面再拯救出来。
Setting us free from the enemy's bondage.
十字架乃是我们的拯救。
The cross is our salvation.
十字架也是我们的夸耀。
The cross is our boast.
为什么是我们的夸耀？
Why is it our boast?
因为在这里我得到拯救。
Because here I receive my salvation.
在这里我得到释放。
Here I've been released.
在这里不仅我的罪得到赦免。
Not only my sin is forgiven.
在这里我这个人得到释放。
Here my being is released.
从一切的捆绑里都在释放出来。
I've been set free from all bondage.
弟兄姊妹，这是十字架大能。
For instance, this is the power of the cross.
十字架是我们的夸耀。
Therefore, the cross is our boast.
十字架对仇敌来说呢？
To the enemy,
十字架对仇敌那是件可怕的。
The cross is an awesome thing to the enemy.
仇敌完全失败。
The enemy fully failed.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们的主耶稣地上的时候
，For instance, you know when the Lord walked on earth.
仇敌借着各种方法来试探他，引诱他。
The Lord tempted him with all different things.
圣经告诉我们说，他在凡事上受过试探。
The scripture says he had been tempted in all things.
他从来没有犯，他都没有犯罪。
But he had never sinned.
他完全得胜了。
He had fully prevailed.
他胜过了仇敌所有一切试探。
He has overcome all the enemy's temptations.
在仇敌各种引诱当中，他能够站立得住。
In the midst of the enemy's temptation, he stands firm.
他人生他的路程走到末了时候。
So at the end of his earthly journey,
他说那世界的王要来。
He said the king of the earth will come.
但是他在我里面毫无所有。
But he has nothing in me.
为什么在他里面毫无所有
？Why has he nothing in the Lord?
因为他从来没有失败过。
Because he never failed.
他完全是得胜的。
He always prevailed.
仇敌里头找不到一点的根据地。
And the enemy cannot find a foothold in him.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候了。
For instance, many times,
我们的失败就成了仇敌的根据地。
Our failure become a foothold of the enemy.
我们的犯罪就成了仇敌的根据地。
Our sinning become a foothold of the enemy.
我们那爱世界，那个就成了仇敌的根据地。
Our loving of the world become a foothold of the enemy.
你那样以自己为中心呢，那个自私自利就是仇敌的根据地。
Our self-centeredness, self-love becomes a foothold of the enemy.
当我们这样，我们活在自己里面。
When we live in ourselves in this way,
我们在许多的软弱和失败。
In the midst of our failures,
虽然主大赦免了我们。
Even though God has forgiven us,
主用血 血遮盖我们。
He covers us with His blood.
他圣灵有好多地方是仇敌的根据地。
But there still remain in us many footholds of the enemy.
你知道根据地乃仇敌攻击我们的地方。
You know the foothold becomes the place of the enemy's attack.
他只要找到这个地方有这个根据地，他马上就能辖住我们。
As long as he finds a foothold, he can attack.
就能控制我们。
He can control us.
就好像那个征战的时候啊，那个敲头堡一样。
Just like in the midst of a warfare, there is a beachhead.
那么有一半那个军人呢是胜利的。
The army is victorious.
他们就在敌人那个土地上面找到一块地方。
And they found a plot of land in the midst of the enemy's territory. And they have occupied the land.
这块地方就属于他的。
This becomes his beachhead.
他有了一个敲头堡。
He has received the beachhead.
他有了根据地。
He has received a foothold.
他就从这个根据地啊，来控制他整个的国家。
And from this foothold, he controls the whole nation.
当末了完全失败了。
At the end, the nation is fully failed.
所以先锋啊，在失败的时候啊。
So when the beachhead failed,
他们整个都失败。
The whole thing failed.
先锋都得胜了。
If the first line is victorious,
一个根据地
and finds a beachhead,
找到了一个桥头堡
and finds a foothold,
他就可以登在那个路上面去
and then he can advance.
当末了时候，这国家总是失败的。
And at the end, the other side will fail.
一个弟兄传福音。
I remember a brother preaching the gospel.
那个弟兄是很爱主的弟兄。
The brother loves the Lord.
他的名字好像叫郭先德呀，中文名字。
His name is 郭先德。
他是很这个很会传福音的。
He's capable of preaching the gospel.
因为他那个时候到中国去传福音的。
He went to China to preach the gospel.
很不容易。
It was very hard.
这中国人是很关闭的国家。
China is a backward country.
从来没看过洋人的。
I never seen a foreigner.
你看这洋人来呀。
When they saw a foreigner,
他都怕得不得了。
They were frightened.
因为他们黄头发，蓝眼睛。
Because they had blue eyes and
身体长又高又大。
And fair hair. And they were strong. A big of stature.
说他们到乡村去传福音的时候啊
，So when they went to the countryside to preach gospel,
都跑掉了。
Everybody runs away.
都跑到家里面去了。
They escaped to their home.
赶快把门关起来。
And lock the doors.
洋鬼子来了。
The foreign devil is here.
孩子都不要吵的。
Be quiet, children.
那你看这福音怎么传的
？So how do you preach gospel?
没有人传什么福音呐、啊、
？You cannot preach to thin air.
还是感谢赞美。
But praise the Lord.
还是很聪明。
They were very smart.
那我们这个弟兄啊
，So this brother
就找一个家门口。
He found a door.
他就等在那门口。
He was waiting at the door.
一句话都不说。
He didn't say a word.
那么他们要看看洋鬼子走了没有。
So inside they were curious as to what happened to this foreigner.
一打都打开门缝。
So they opened a crack.
看看他走了没有。
To see where he is.
门缝一打开啊。
As soon as the door cracked,
他的拐杖就伸进去了。
He put in his hand the walking stick.
这拐杖一伸进去啊。
As soon as he put the walking stick in.
就关不起来了。
He cannot close the door anymore.
然后他就挤呀、挤呀、挤呀。
So he worked his way in.
那么他就挤进去了。
And he pushed himself in.
你说他挤进去干什么
？So what did he do?
他并不是在害他们的。
He wasn't there to frighten them.
他是把福音在那传给他们。
He wanted to give them the gospel.
但是你要传福音呢，你也要先得到一个根据地的。
To preach the gospel, you also have to have a foothold.
你把拐杖先伸进去。
At least you put in your walking stick.
或者你脚先伸进去。
Or reach out with your foot.
最末了的时候了。
At the very end.
那你就是得胜了。
And you will prevail.
他们门呢都关不住了。
They cannot lock the door any longer.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌也是这样。
It's the same way with enemy.
先在你身上找一个根据地。
He is looking for a foothold in you.
然后到末了时候
，At the end,
你总是会失败的。
You will fail.
时间一长久
，In time,
你就坚持不住的。
You cannot insist any longer.
弟兄姊妹，我们主耶稣在凡事上受过试探。
Our Lord Jesus has been tempted in all things.
和我们一样
，Just like us.
从来都没有犯过。
But he has never sinned.
他没有但失败过。
He never failed even once.
仇敌在里边毫无所有。
The enemy has nothing in him.
只等到了末了时候
，Until the end.
他要到十字架上去。
He goes to the cross.
你知道撒旦是何等不喜欢他到十字架上去
？You know Satan hates him to go to the cross.
他知道这个十字架那是要毁灭他的地方。
Because the cross is a place that will destroy the devil.
各种方法，但拦住主耶稣，不让他到十字架上去。
So he employs all means to frustrate the Lord from going to the cross.
但是我们主耶稣他是那的刚强。
But the Lord is so strong.
他下到耶路撒冷，面如坚石。
His face is as a flint toward Jerusalem.
他为了体贴神的心意。
He cares for God's heart.
打不顾任何的艰难和痛苦。
He doesn't care for any hardship or suffering, differences.
当然的话，没有办法拦住主耶稣了。
In the end, nothing can frustrate him.
那打之豪杰的那不法的人手啊，把主耶稣抓起来。
So Satan used the lawless people to capture the Lord, to put him in bondage,
然后把他钉在十字架上,
and nailed him to the cross.
当主耶稣在十字架上时候,
on the cross, the Lord.
实在是撒旦的神死那个决战的地方。
On the cross, it is the final battlefield.
主你看见那个十字架是那么可怕。
So you see the fearfulness of the cross.
在开头的时候,
in the beginning,
我们的主耶稣是那么平静。
The Lord was calm.
到了有时候,
In time, the whole earth became darkened. And Satan had come with all his hosts. All the principalities and powers had circled around the Lord to attack the Lord. Using all means to attack him. Psalm
22.
All these enemies are just like the crazy people encircling the Lord Jesus. Or like the bulls of Bashan to attack the Lord Jesus. Or like the roaring lion. They use all their power to swallow the Lord. To put him to death.
Oh, 亲爱的兄弟们,
dear brothers,
但是我们的主耶稣, 我们他是何等的平静,
but the Lord is fully composed.
到最终的时候,
at the very end,
我们看见主耶稣基督, 他完全站住了,
we saw the Lord Jesus fully stood his ground.
他是完全得胜了,
he fully prevailed.
他没有埋怨,
he did not murmur.
他没有怨言,
he didn't complain.
他甘心乐意,
he was willing
遵行圣的旨意,
to follow the Lord's
desire,
to obey God
以至于死,
until death,
结实在十字架上,
that of the death of the cross.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, our Lord fully prevailed.
到这个时候,
at this moment, the enemy fully failed.
希伯来书第二章告诉我们说了,
Hebrews 2 tells us, he destroyed him through death, who holds the power of death. He fully destroyed him. He destroyed the devil on the cross. Colossians 2 also tells us. He not only destroyed the devil, he also took captive those who were in principality and powers. He took captivity all the power of darkness and made an open display to the people. And to boast of the victory through the cross. Some brothers translate this way.
那个自动掌权的,
the principality Lord Jesus has shaken them all away.
那些自动掌权的,
all the principalities and
powers.
All these crazy
那么这些,
people.
还有那个大山大的牛,
even the bulls of Bashan.
都把他抖掉了,
he shook them all off. Because they all failed. And he both off the cross.
弟兄姊妹十字架那儿主耶稣得胜,
the cross speaks of the victory of Christ.
十字架那儿抽屉, 那个被毁灭的地方,
the cross is a place of the destroying of the enemy.
黑暗权势结束的地方,
it is the termination of the power of evil.
如今是这个黑暗权势在那儿失败了,
not only the power of darkness failed,
弟兄姊妹, 主耶稣借着十字架也除掉了罪,
through the cross the Lord did away with sin.
也除掉了世界,
terminated the world.
It's
done away all flesh and lust. All those who were against God were nailed to the cross.
十字架,
so the cross is a greatest cleansing. It is a fearful thing.
所以这里说,
so here says he saves
us.
He answers
us.
He solves our problem. It is an awesome thing.
那个威严应该翻作 terrible, 可怕。
It is awesome. It is terrible.
它是可怕的一件事。
It is a terrible thing.
对仇敌是可怕的。
To the enemy, he is terrible.
那是他失败的地方。
Because that's the place of his failure. The place of his
destroying.
The enemy is destroyed. All power of darkness is destroyed. All the tools used by the enemy is destroyed.
对仇敌是一个
it is terrible to the enemy.
但是对我们这种那是夸胜的地方。
But to the Lord is a place of boast.
十字架那是主耶稣的夸胜。
The cross is the Lord's boast.
主耶稣借着十字架胜过了仇敌。
Through the cross, the Lord prevailed against the enemy.
胜过了黑暗的权势。
And overcome the power of darkness.
胜过了仇敌所有一切那个数说神音的工具。
And had overcome all the tools used by the enemy.
无论是罪恶也好。
With the sin.
无论世界也好。
Or the world.
无论死亡也好。
Or death.
无论肉体也好。
Or flesh.
无论情欲也好。
Or lust.
这都是仇敌的工具。
All these are the tools of the enemy.
是为了这些来掳掠我们的。
The enemy uses these to capture.
在十字架都已经结束了。
They have been terminated through the cross.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and pray.
借着十字架，注意世界钉在十字架上。
Through the cross, the world is crucified.
借着十字架，我们肉体情欲也被钉在十字架上。
Through the cross, our lust and flesh is crucified.
借着十字架，罪的权势也被除掉了。
Through the cross, the power of sin is done away with.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
这是十字架。
This is our cross.
对主耶稣来说，那是伟大的得胜。
To the Lord is a great victory.
对仇敌来说，那是件可怕的事。
To the enemy, it is a thing of terror.
对我们这些蒙恩得救来说
，To us who receive grace,
那是我们的夸耀。
It is our boast.
我们的荣耀
，our glory，
我们是我们所夸口的
，it is the thing of our boast，
不是我们做到什么
，not that we did anything，
是我主耶稣得胜了
，the Lord had prevailed，
完全得胜了
，he fully overcame，
把我们这时候罪恶的囚犯。
Those who of us who were in bondage of sin have been set free from sin, have been released from the flesh, been set free from lust, have been delivered from the power of darkness, delivered from under power of Satan. John chapter 8 tells us we were enslaved, we were in slavery, in bondage.Satan enslaves you.
死亡在而捆绑你。
And death enslaves you.
你在得罪而捆绑之下。
You are under all the bondages.
你是没有自由的。
You lost your freedom.
你不要说你在自由的世界里你就自由。
You do not have freedom even though you live in a world of freedom.
来到自由的世界里面。
Even though you have come to the land of liberty.
里面却受捆绑。
Inwardly you were in bondage.
里面是辖制的。
You were in slavery.
你仍然是做奴隶的。
Still a slave.
感谢赞美主耶稣基督。
Thank and praise God.
借着主耶稣的十字架。
Through the cross of the Lord Jesus.
释放了我们。
He has released us.
把我们从这一切的捆绑里，到那儿释放出来。
Setting us free from all the bondages.
把我们从仇敌权势那儿释放出来。
The power of Satan.
十字架乃是我们的夸耀。
The cross truly is our boast.
乃是我们的拯救。
He is our delivery.
弟兄姊妹不但这样。
Not only so.
并且十字架也是叫我们得称义的地方。
The cross is our justification.
他说，在危险的里面。在说到这个病的威严，以威严秉公义应允我们。第五节。
By awesome deeds thou dost answer us in righteousness.
威严乃是可怕的事。
Awesome is a terrible thing.
那对仇敌来说。
That is to the enemy.
但是对我们主耶稣乃是一个正，乃是得胜。
But to the Lord it is overcome.
还有，以公在公义里面。
And in righteousness.
那个公义。
The righteousness.
十字架。
Talks about the cross.
当然，对我们来说，十字架乃是表明神的爱。
To us, the cross is love.
这罗马书告诉我们说，
Roman tells us,
为着人人死，为着义人死是少有的。
Few are those who die for righteousness.
为着人人死，或者有人敢做。
There are few who might die for.
只有当我们还做罪人的时候，主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
But only the Lord died for us when we're yet sinners.
神的爱在这里就显明出来。
And this is the love of Christ revealed.
对我们来说，十字架乃是表明神的爱。
So to us, the cross reveals His love.
弟兄姊妹，这是一方面。
This is on the one hand.
另外一方面。
On the other hand.
对神来说。
To God.
十字架乃显明那神的公义。
The cross reveals His righteousness.
我们的神是公义的。
Our God is a God of righteousness.
他为了爱我们的缘故。
Because He loves us.
他要他的儿子死在十字架上。
He causes His Son to die on the cross.
这是神大爱。
This is His great love.
是永远没法撤斗的。
It is unsearchable.
另外一方面，
on the other hand,
神也可以用别的方法拯救我们。
The Lord can deliver us through other means.
需要用他儿子死在十字架上。
Instead of causing his son to die on the cross.
神没有这样做。
But the Lord didn't do those things.
神必须让他儿子死在十字架上。
He must want his son to die for us.
并担当我们的罪。
To bear all our sins.
亲爱的兄弟
们，因为
我们的神是公义的。
Because our God is righteous.
他说罪的工价就是死。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的结果就是死。
The result of sin is death.
无论是谁。
Whosoever,
只要你犯罪
as long as
你在落在罪的里面
as long as fall into
你受到罪的玷污
you have been defiled by sin.
结局就是灭亡
the end is death.
结局就是死亡
the end is death.
这是神的律
this is God's law.
亲爱的兄弟们 神不能不义的
God cannot be against his righteousness.
虽然他爱我们
though he loves us.
他愿意赦免我们的罪
he's willing to forgive us.
他愿意拯救我们
he's willing to save us.
他愿意把我们带到荣耀里面
he's willing to lead us into glory.
兄弟们
but brothers and
sisters, 我们的神不能不义
our God cannot be
他不能因着爱我们的缘故
Not that because he loves us,
把自己陷在不义里面
he will put himself in unrighteousness.
所以他必须要惩罚我们
so he must must punish us.
必须我们要受刑罚。
We must receive punishment.
我们必须要灭亡。
We must perish.
我们必须要经过死。
We must go through death.
弟兄们，我们若是受审判的话，
if we are punished,
我们没有一个人能站立得住。
No one can stand in judgment.
我们若是灭亡的话，
if we perish,
我们再也没有得救的指望了。
There's no hope for being saved.
是因为爱我们的缘故，
but because God loves us,
就让他的儿子为我们死在十字架上。
He allowed his son to die for us on the cross.
担当了我们的罪，
bearing all our sins.
神是那义的。
He is righteous.
代替我们这些不义的。
He replaces the unrighteous.
让我们这些不义的人，
so that us, the right, unrighteous,
能够显明神的公义，
can manifest his righteousness.
我们的神是公义的。
Our God is the God of righteousness.
他没有在那里随便的赦免我们。
He didn't forgive us in a light way.
他让他儿子死在十字架上。
He allowed his son to die on the cross.
受刑罚。
To be punished.
被鞭打。
To receive scourge.
他儿子杀死在十字架上。
He killed his son on the cross.
是为了来拯救我们。
In order to save us.
有一个小的故事。
There's a small story.
从别的书上看来的。
I saw this from a book.
那么一个弟兄说，他说有一次一个儿童聚会里头，这个老师就问学生们说呀，那到底是主耶稣的爱拯救了我们呢？到底神的爱拯救我们，还是神的公义拯救我们呢？
One time, a Sunday school teacher asked the children.Did God's law save us or His righteousness save us?
那么这个一个小女孩就举手。
A little girl raised her hand.
好，老师叫她讲。
Teacher said, "You go."
你说。
You say.
神的公义拯救我们。
She said, "God's righteousness saved us."
她姐姐坐在旁边。
Her sister sat right next to her.
一直冲她，一冲她。不是 ，no， 是神的爱。
God's law.
不是神的爱。
It's God's law.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神爱我们。
God loves us so.
神若是不公义的话，
if he's unrighteous,
他就没办法拯救我。
He would not save us.
实在说起来，
in reality,
这个小妹妹答得很对了。
The little girl was right.
神的公义拯救了我。
God's righteousness saved us.
亲爱的兄弟们，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们若认自己罪，
if we confess our sin,
神是信实的，
he is faithful,
是公义的，
he is righteous,
必要赦免我们的罪，
to forgive all our unrighteousness,
洗净我一切的不义。
To forgive our sins.
因为主耶稣已经替我们死了。
Because he had died for us.
他已经替我们受了审判。
He had been judged in our stead.
他已经为我们出了代价。
He had paid the price for us.
是为了神的公义。
It is for the sake of his righteousness.
必要赦免我们的罪。
He must say, forgive our sins.
洗净一切的不义。
And cleanse our unrighteousness.
感谢赞美主耶稣。
Thank you, praise God.
十字架对我们是个拯救。
To us, the cross is a salvation.
不是拯救我们脱离这黑捆绑的是我们的权势。
Not only save us from the power of darkness.
也使我们在神的面前不得已诚意。
Cause us to receive righteousness before God.
不是因为我们的行为。
Not because of our deeds.
乃是因为我们主耶稣基督。
But because the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是那位义的。
He is the righteous one.
他替我们这些不义的死了。
He died in our stead.
叫我们这些在主耶稣基督里面的人。
So that those who are found in Christ Jesus.
都被称为义。
Can become righteousness through him. Thank God.
这是十字架。
This is the cross.
这是他的拯救是何等的完全。
His salvation is full.
对仇敌的毁坏是何等的可怕。
It is awesome to the power of the enemy.
十字架乃是我们的荣耀。
The cross is our glory.
十字架乃是我们的夸耀。
It is our boast.
我们不能夸自己。
We cannot boast in ourselves.
我们乃夸主耶稣十字架。
Our boast is on the cross of Christ.
主耶稣十字架替我们死了。
The Lord had died on the cross.
我们所有的罪都得了赦免。
All our sins have been forgiven.
我们靠着十字架的宝血。
Through the blood shed on the cross.
不管我们光景如何。
Regardless of our condition.
借着这个血。
Through this blood.
我们能坦然无惧的来亲近我们。
We can come near Him with boldness.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise God.
十字架是我们的拯救。
The cross is our salvation.
十字架乃是对主耶稣来说他的荣耀。
The cross to him is glory.
是他的得胜。
It is his victory.
对仇敌来说乃是可怕的一件事。
To the enemy, it is awesome.
另外一方面，
on the other hand,
我们主耶稣也从死里复活了。
Our Lord has risen from the dead.
复活乃是那个是大能。
His resurrection is a power.
死亡能力虽然很大，
even though death has a power,
但是我们主耶稣死了。
Our Lord indeed died.
埋葬了。
And was buried.
然后从死里复活了。
Rose from the dead.
我们的主耶稣从死里复活。
Our Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
那说出了胜过死亡的能力。
It talks about his overcoming to the dead.
他那个复活把死亡完全吞掉了。
He swallowed up death through his resurrection.
他不仅胜过了死亡。
Not only he overcame death.
他也胜过了坟墓。
He overcame the grave.
胜过了阴间。
He overcame Hades.
我们主耶稣完全得胜。
He fully prevailed.
因为他从死里复活了。
Because he rose from the dead.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
主耶稣的复活
the resurrection of Christ,
说出了我们主的得胜
speaks about our Lord's victory.
他胜过了罪恶
He overcame sin,
胜过了世界
the world,
胜过了情欲
and the lust,
胜过了所有的黑暗权势
and all the power of darkness,
胜过了鬼魔
all the devil,
他也胜过了死亡
and the death,
胜过了阴间
and Haiti.
我们据说从死里复,
Lord Jesus rose from the dead. He overcame food. When we talk about his overcome, we must rejoice. When we think about his resurrection, we must rejoice and pray.
Our
Lord Jesus rose from the dead. He overcame. He fully prevailed. It's a great victory. It's a complete victory. Hallelujah. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. He has already rose from the dead. Now he girds us with power. And he calmed the mountain by his strength.
那么这些诸山呢, 指的怎么说的呢?
What do the mountains talk about?
他说这个, 众人围绕耶和华, 如同锡安山呢,
people will surround Jehovah just like Mount Zion.
那指的我们这许多人说的,
this talks about us.
那我们这许多人,
we are those people.
都好像山一样,
just like mountains.
当山也知道难处说对了,
mountain also points to difficulty.
难处啊,
many times we are the ones who bring in difficulty. And that points to us, the weak ones. We who oscillate back and forth. We who often fail.
亲爱的兄弟们, run to 我们难处真是像山一样的,
our problems are as great as mountains.
许多的时候,
oftentimes,
我们的软弱,
our weaknesses.
会叫我们跌倒,
and will stumble us.
那我们的这个摇动,
will cause us to oscillate,
会使我们站立不住,
cause us to waver back and forth.
即使我们所看见有些人, 他们像山一样,
we have seen some people are just like mountains.
好像是那么稳定,
they are steadfast.
他们不会失败的,
they will not fail.
他们不会跌倒的,
they will not stumble.
他们不会在那里软弱的,
they will not be weakened.
他们像山一样,
they are as steady as mountains.
我们想大家都很羡慕这样弟兄姊妹,
I think we are all envious of people like that.
也是很羡慕这样弟兄姊妹,
a long time ago I also envied some people because they are like mountains.
太稳定不移, 好像不摇动似的,
they are steadfast, unmovable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
如果不是主父的大能在安定我们的话,
if not for the fact of the power of the Lord's resurrection to steady us,
if
keeping power to keep
us,
no one is able to stand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
we have seen much.
像在圣经的彼得,
such as Peter in the Bible.
你看彼得, 他不像一座山一样吗?
Peter was like a mountain.
当主耶稣说, 今天晚上, 你们都要跌倒,
when the Lord said tonight, you will all fall.
彼得说, 我总是不跌倒的,
Peter says, not me.
我就是和你, 和你同死, 我也不跌倒,
even I would die with you, I will not stumble.
离开你,
everybody will leave you, I will not forsake you.
我们看彼得就像座山啊,
Peter is just like a mountain.
他是不摇动的,
he is unshakable.
他是不跌倒的,
he is steadfast.
但是等到鸡叫一先啊,
even before the cock crows,
三次再复认主耶稣,
he denied the Lord three times.
并且失败的跌倒的一塌糊涂,
he has fallen to such a low extent.
不见得比犹大少一点,
he was not much worse than Judah.
Oh, 亲爱的兄弟, 最刚强的人,
the strongest one,
最自以为能站立得稳的人,
the one who thinks he can stand firm.
你们需要谨慎啊,
be careful.
没有一个人不会跌倒的,
none of you will not fall.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
在教会历史上也给我们看见,
we see from church history,
在我们所经过的环境上也给我们看见,
we see from our circumstances,
有的弟兄姊妹实在像山一样,
some brothers are indeed like mountains.
那是我们所仰望的,
we look up to them.
是我们所敬爱的,
we respect them.
哎呀, 他不会跌倒的,
they will never fall.
他不会失败的,
they will not fail.
亲爱的兄弟,
dear brothers,
到了有一天我们看见也失败,
a day will come. They will come, they will shake, they will fall.
有的弟兄他说, 这样罪过, 从, 我绝对不会犯这样罪的,
for instance, I will never commit such a sin.
但没有多少的时间,
surely after that,
我们弟兄在这个罪的跟前完全失败,
our brothers fully failed in the sin.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们不要自己以为能站立得住,
don't think you can stand firm.
没有一个人靠着主, 我们自己站立得住,
no one can stand by yourself.
感谢赞美我们主耶稣,
thank and praise our Lord Jesus.
他已经从死里复活了,
he has risen from the dead.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
他是我们的锡安山,
he is our Mount Zion.
他是我们的依靠,
he is our support.
他不仅有能力地安定我们,
not only steadies us with his power,
并且他用保守的
and with his keeping power, he supports us. Only by relying on the Lord Jesus. Only be found in Christ. Those can receive protection. those can stand for.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
不要记得我们主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
Most important thing, the Lord has risen from the dead.
是软弱的。
We are weak.
我们虽然有时候以为像山一样。
Though sometimes we think we are like mountains.
这个山呢，有时候也会摇动起来。
Even the mountains sometimes will shake.
摇动到海心去了。
And they would even be cast into the sea.
摇动到海里头去了。
They could be cast into the depths of the sea.
你看这个山呢，就是。软弱不软弱。
You see the mountain can be weak also.
只有主耶稣靠得住。
No one but the Lord is trustworthy. No one can stand firm. Only the Lord can stand firm.
因为他是得胜的。
Because he overcomes.
已经从死里复活了。
He has risen from the dead.
胜过了仇敌，所有一切仇敌。
He has overcome all the enemies.
哦，亲爱的
弟兄姊妹，
来到主的跟前。
Come to the Lord.
依靠这复活的主耶稣。
Depend on the resurrected Christ.
我们总要纪念。
We must remember.
耶稣基督已经从死里复活。
Lord Jesus has risen from the dead.
知道保罗写。写给提摩太的时候
，When Paul wrote to Timothy，
那时候环境是非常艰难的时候。
The condition of the church was in difficulty。
好多人都摇动起来。
Many people has been shaken。
尼禄王啊，用他所有的方法来逼迫基督徒。
Caesar Nero at the time persecuted the church。
杀害神的儿女。
Slaying God's children。
彼得又一天被捉拿起来。
Peter even was captured。
彼得又为主殉道了。
And was martyred for the Lord。
保罗也不久要为了主殉道。
Shortly after that, Paul was to be martyred as well。
是非常的艰难的。
So the circumstances it was very difficult.
那么这个真是好像这里所说的。
Just like it's written.
他说海的响声。
The roaring of the sea.
海中波浪的响声。
The roaring of the waves of the sea.
还有众民的喧哗。
And the roaring of the people.
哎呀，那个时候的确是这样。
It was really like that.
结果海的响声可怕。
It is a fearful matter to hear the roaring of the sea.
一种恐惧。
And the waves are very frightening. And the voices of the people.
那时的人都是喊要钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
At the time, people were crying out, "Put him to death, nail him to the cross."
那是罗马帝国的人呐。
And the people of the Roman Empire.
在那喧哗，要把基督抓起来，处死掉。
They were crying out to do away with the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers,
实在可怕的一件事。
It was a frightening thing.
提摩太怎样在这种情形能够站立得住呢
？How could Timothy stand firm in this in the midst of this circumstance? He is a timid person.
他是个软弱的人。
He's a weakling.
他怎么能站立得住
？How could he ever stand?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers,
保罗不仅鼓励他。
Not only Paul encouraged him.
你要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
Be strengthened in the grace of the Lord Jesus.
你要做基督耶稣的精兵。
Be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus.
打美好的胜仗。
Fight good warfare.
你要做一个那个比武在场上比武的人。
And be one who is in competition in the field.
你总要得着冠冕。
And you must run and get the wreath.
你要做个劳力能负。
And be a diligent farmer.
你不能再停下来。
Do not cease.
你不能再把自己埋没起来。
Do not bury yourself.
你要再去劳力。
Be diligent.
你要再去种地。
And labor.
你要做个劳力农夫。
And be a diligent farmer.
这些要求啊。
All these requests.
提摩太真是太艰难了。
It was very tough to Timothy.
站住已经不容易了。
It was difficult enough to stand firm.
多少人都已经否认了主的命。
So many people had denied the Lord.
多少人都进到回到犹太教里面去。
Many people returned to Judaism.
多少人都把自己埋藏起来。
Many people buried themselves.
是基督徒啊。这个要求比提摩太这样，那实在太高的要求。
All these requests Timothy was too difficult. Praise and thank God.
要求虽然大
，even though the request was big, the grace was greater.
保罗告诉他说，
你
当纪念。
You must remember.
你当纪念。
You must remember.
你要一直在想到这件事情。
You must always think about it.
耶稣基督的大卫的后裔。
Jesus Christ, the son of David.
他已经从死里复活。
He has risen from the dead.
感谢赞美主耶稣。
Thank and praise God.
我们的主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
Our Lord Jesus has risen from the dead.
他胜过了所有一切的权势。
He has overcome all the powers.
他胜过了一切仇敌的能力。
Overcome all the enemies.
死里复活了。
He has risen from the dead.
完全得胜了。
He has fully prevailed.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers.
这就是提摩太。
This is a salvation to Timothy. Do not rely on yourself, but depend on the Lord Jesus. He is a resurrected Christ. He girds you with power. He will keep you and steady you. He has overcome all the outward difficulties, whether the roaring of the sea, the waves, the noises of the people. He has overcome all of them. Thank God. He rose from the dead. He ascended to the heavens, seated on the throne. Dear brothers and sisters, power belongs to him. Authority is given to him. Whenever God allows, then they can do something. Then they can make some noise. make some way.
等到一个时候主停止静了吧。
But when the Lord says, be silent, everything will be quieted down.
海里起了暴风的时候啊。
When there is a tempest in the sea,
真是怕得不得了。
Disciples were frightened.
他们叫醒了主耶稣。
And they woke up the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说，你们的小信。
The Lord says, oh ye of little faith.
我在这里。
I'm here.
怕什么？你意思
？Fear not.
然后就吩咐海和浪。
And he commanded the sea and the waves.
停了吧。
Be still.
住了吧。
Be silent.
风和海，风和浪就大大的平静了。
And the waves and the winds beat was still.
弟兄们，宝座是属于主耶稣的。
The throne belongs to the Lord.
权柄在主的手里面。
Power is in his hand.
他不仅是死过。
Not only he died once.
他从死里复活。
He rose from the dead.
他也胜过了黑暗的权势。
He overcame the power of darkness.
他仍现在仍然是活着。
And he still lives.
在宝座上面。
On the throne.
一切权柄都在他的手里。
All the power has been given to him.
什么时候他说停了就停了。
Whenever he says be still, it'll be still.
Whenever
Never says stop, it will be stopped. For instance, do not fear. However great the problem is, however difficult circumstances, however many people rise up to appear against you, one day the Lord will say stop, be still. The waves and the wind will be still. Authority is in the hand of the Lord. This is our Lord Jesus. A day will come, he will come back again. He will judge all. All the people will be frightened because of their deeds. But those of us who receive mercy will receive the praise him. We will hear. Or we will raise our hands
and
lift up our heads. That's the day of our rejoicing. We will have been overcome. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. His salvation is complete. And the third portrait. And you have sent the rain to cause the land to be to receive water. The streams of God is full of water in order to prepare the bounty.
神的河我们刚才讲过，那是这个这里说到降下透雨。
And the stream of God, as we said, is full of rain. That points to the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down as water. The 120 were weak. They were dry. They were frightened. Everything is dried up. But when the Holy Spirit is sent down, when the Spirit is poured forth, it's just like the rain. Not only they were watered, received strength. They all were enlivened. They were strengthened.
他们在那里就用各种话语在述说那个神的大作为。
And they spoke in tongues concerning God's great deeds. Thank and praise God. Because the rain has come. Holy Spirit has come.
圣灵带着主耶稣一切的丰富。
The Holy Spirit brings all the riches of Christ.
带着主的能力。
His power.
带着主所示的。
Brings all that God is.
主所做的。
All that God has done,
带着主所有的,
all that God has,
带着主去自己,
brings God himself to us.
所有一切属灵的福分都在带下来。
He brings to us all the riches of God.
就降下透雨啊。
So when rain is come down,
地大得肥沃。
And has prepared the earth.
这些地就是指我们这人说的。
The earth is us.
我们乃是神所耕种的田地。
We are the field which is labor by God.
神也是在把种子撒在我们心里头。
God also has spread his seed in our heart.
我们的心就是这土地说的。
Because our heart is a field.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
虽然我们有软弱。
Though we're weakened.
我们落在荒凉的里面。
We have fallen into barrenness.
降下时候。
But when the Holy Spirit comes.
把土地一切丰富都带下来了。
He brings to us all the riches of God.
大得丰沛。
And we will receive riches.
神的河满了水。
So the stream of God is full of water.
又看见圣灵那个是那个没有限量的从他们中间涌流出来。
And we will see the Holy Spirit given without measure.
像长江大河一样从涌着涌流出来。
Just like a mighty gushing river.
开头是有一点点。
In the beginning it's but a trickle.
越过越丰富。
But more and more becomes greater and wider.
越过越深。
And deeper.
你看见这是神一切的丰富。
We will see this is due to God's riches.
这个圣灵要带下来了。
Given to us through the Holy Spirit. God has given the Holy Spirit to prepare the bounty for us. so that those who are hungry can receive food. Those who are thirsty can be quenched. Those who are weakened can be strengthened. It runs this
way.
Let's talk about the day of Pentecost. God sending the Holy Spirit. You might think this is our explanation. Why am I still so dry? Why am I still so weak? Why are we still so thirsty? We were not satisfied with
it.
Not to mention we didn't bear fruit. To cause others to be filled. We ourselves are in poverty. Because we have not connected with God's word. For instance, it's not that God's word is empty. It's not His work is not done. His work is fully done.
For instance,
the problem is in us. Why are we not receiving water? Why did we not receive supply? Why are we still in barrenness?
Brothers
and
sisters,
but one reason, your heart is hardened. Your heart is very hard. This land should be softened by the water. God's river can go through you. But if our heart is hardened, the water cannot soak up the soil. In the past years, the Lord sent many of His servants time after time to supply, time after time to bring grace. The river has flowed through us, but we have but received a little bit of water. Oh, the summer conference is too good. We don't want to go back. We will dwell here. We will hear Him daily. We get supply every day. Dear brothers
and sisters.
Unbeknownst to us.
回来之后没有多久时间呢,
Surely after we came back,
又软弱了,
we're weakened again.
又荒凉了,
we're barren again.
又在枯干了,
we're dried again.
你就是说,
it's as though you have received a little bit of water,
但是不够的,
but it's not enough.
那个你必须让水在浇透,
you must allow the water to soak up.
要浇满, 那个浇满,
to permeate you.
那里头, 那个吸收到里面去,
to sink way down.
那才能够得到供应,
in order to receive the supply, to cause grain to sprout forth. Just to enjoy a little bit is not enough. A little bit is not enough. God's grace is abundant. How can we receive such bountiful grace? To allow God's river to flow through us, to water us through and through, just like the disciples in their day. Our heart must firstly be softened. You say, why is our heart softened? Our heart, it's hard to say. Hebrews tells us, the Israelites hardened their heart because of their unbelief. Because of their unbelief.
So
God performed so many miracles and signs.
They
still disbelieved. Their heart was hardened. Due to the sin of unbelief, their heart was hardened. Dear brothers and sisters. You say, I believe. Dear brothers and sisters. We don't know what else is in our heart. Maybe your heart is like the ground with a little bit of soil and many stones. But there's a lot of stone underneath. How can the water soak in you? It can only flow through the surface. And it is gone. It cannot enter deeply. We must cause our heart to be softened. How do we soften our heart? How can we soak up all the riches of God to permeate us to become our supply? We can't do it. But the Lord can. Thank the Lord. He is a farmer. He is experienced. He knows how to do it. When the ground is hard, when the water flows through the surface, it cannot permeate it. He knows how to do it.
那弟兄姊妹知道怎么做吧？
Francis, do you know how to do it?
你有看见过农夫的话呀？
If you have seen a farmer,
你就知道在那刚硬的土地上面他们怎么做。
You know what they do on a hardened clay soil.
他们不是去浇水啊。
They don't just soak it with water.
他们也不是去撒种啊。
They don't spread their seed.
他们先要耕地。
They must make a furrow.
旧的方法，我小的时候看见他们的耕地用打牛打这个坑犁一个犁犁刀。
When I was a child, I've seen how they use the plowshare.
那么那个犁刀是很锋刃的。
The plowshare is very sharp.
那么经过土的时候，结果就把土翻开了。
So when the plowshare is cut into the soil, it makes a furrow. So the farmer is making a furrow.
就把那个刚硬的土。
Making the hard soil.
那个坚硬的土。
The strong soil.
那么把它这样分开了。
To plow it under.
把那一个东西统统翻出来了。
To turn over everything over.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear Francis.
也许翻了一次。
Maybe he did it once.
还不行，再有两次。
He did it twice.
还有三次。
He did it three times.
那么他的那个沟我挖的越深越好。
The deeper the furrow, the better it is.
把土翻出来越多越好。
The more you unearth, the better it is.
所有的光景都翻出来了。
You will unearth all the your inward conditions.
弟兄姊妹
，differences.
我们的主就是一个有经验的农夫啊。
Our Lord Jesus is an experienced farmer.
当然在地上的时候，他只做木匠，没有做农夫啊。
Although he was but a carpenter, not a farmer.
他知道农夫是怎么做的。
But he knew how to be a farmer.
所以他就来跟我们。
So he is here to plow.
他不是去耕地，那是耕我们的心呐。
He's not plowing the earth, he's plowing the earth of our heart.
来跟我们。
Plowing within us.
把我们里头，我让我们常常遇见许多难处。
We encounter many difficulties.
有时候遇见身体的疾病。
Sometimes we encounter sickness.
为什么别人身体都健康，为什么我们身体上软弱
？Why are other people strong and we're weak?
弟兄姊妹，就是因为你心硬啊。
For instance, it's because of your hardness of heart.
所以主需要翻一翻的。
Therefore, the Lord had to turn your heart.
让你的心呢能够软下来的。
To cause your heart to be soft.
为什么别人家的孩子这么听话，我的孩子这样不听话
？Why do other families have good children, my children are naughty?
来了耕地啊。
The Lord wants to plow you.
因为你的心很硬啊。
Because your heart is hard.
主对着你的孩子。天天在耕你。
Through your children, the Lord is plowing you under.
就耕到那个地步啊。
He's plowing you to the extent.
把你的血气耕出来了。
That your flesh is
exposed. 肉体耕出来了。
Your lust is
exposed. 你还以为说你很能忍耐。
You thought you were long-suffering.
你还以为说你是蛮属灵的。
You thought you were spiritual.
结果这个孩子耕来耕去啊。
But the Lord uses children to plow you under.
哎呀，就是天天满了肉体，满了血气。
To cause you to see your daily filled with flesh.
你整个的光景都暴露出来了呀。
All your inward condition is exposed.
日里的石头都显出来了。
All the stones were unearthed.
弟兄姊妹。主把我的光景给我们显明出来。
The Lord exposes our condition.
不是为了惩罚我们。
Not to punish us.
乃是为了拯救我们。
But to save us.
他如此不给我们显明出来的话。
Unless he exposed us.
我们不认识自己啊。
We wouldn't know ourselves.
我们礼拜天来做礼拜。
We come to a Sunday meeting.
穿得整整齐齐的。
We wear our Sunday clothes.
坐在那里蛮属灵的。
We sit as a spiritual person.
看我们也很不错啊。你每个礼拜天都来的啊。
We come every Sunday.
哎呀，感谢赞美主。
Thank you.
你实在太蒙恩典了。
You have received so much grace.
听到多少道啊。
But you have heard so much teaching.
道啊，都像水一样流过去了。
All the teachings are like water have gone.
因为你的心呢，没有被耕过呀。
Because your heart had never been plowed.
所以主就兴起各种的环境。
Therefore, the Lord raised up circumstances.
你说雅各。
Like James.
他写了一篇诗。
He wrote.
他说从幼年时候开始啊，他受了许多的痛苦。
He wrote a poem that since his youth he encountered many difficulties.
就好像人在他背脊上那儿用犁刀来耕他一样啊。
Jacob said, just like people that plow his heart.
你在那很痛苦的。
It is very difficult.
若人在耕地啊，你看，哎呀，这地很可怜的。
If you see the farmer plowing, you see it's pitiful sight.
有人把我们让我们趴在地上来耕我们的背啊。
If we lay on the ground and people plow over us,
背啊都给翻出来了。
And to expose all our flesh,
血肉都暴露出来了。
And our blood.
哎呀，那是何等痛苦。
It is a terrible sight.
雅各他说他受的痛苦就像人耕他的背一样。
Yet Jacob said that's the condition that he was in.
他实在是要主的心呐。
He wanted God's heart.
实在是爱主啊。
He loved the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Francis，
这个人是活在自己里面。
This person lived in himself.
用自己手段。
Was cunning,
他用诡诈，
他 manipulate,
用欺骗，
uses craftiness,
他虽然是为了得到属灵的好处，
though he wanted spiritual blessing,
但是他的手段却是那出于肉体的。
But his cunning craftiness came from his flesh.
所以主就许可他的哥哥起来对付他。
And therefore the Lord raised up his brother to deal with him.
到那个时候，哥哥要杀他。
To the extent his brother wants to kill him.
家人待不下去了。
He can no longer stay in the house.
离开了家。
And he ran away.
一个人孤孤单单的。
In a lonesome path.
He left
the home where he loved. Not only was long
suffering,
and he was in a pitiful situation. It was dangerous. As he walked on this journey, as he walked in all the wilderness, go toward Padan Aram. He was full of sorrow. How pitiful I have fallen.
凄凉, 孤单,
in loneliness, in sorrow, I have no future. But praise God.
主怜悯他,
the Lord had mercy on him.
他就到了巴丹亚了,
and he arrived in Padan Aram.
舅父对他很好,
and his uncle treated him well.
你就是我的侄子,你就是外甥, 不错, 不错。
You are my nephew. Good, stay with me.
我就跟你说，这什么都有的。
I have everything you need.
哎呀，凯友真是欢迎的不得了啊。
He received the royal welcome.
他想从今之后可以享受舒适的生活了。
Thinking from now on, he can enjoy life.
哪里知道？
Unbeknownst.
没有多少的时间呢。
Shortly afterwards,
这个舅父面孔变了。
The uncle changes countenance.
哎呀，这个面孔越过越不好看了。
It didn't look good.
越过越好像越气他了。
As though he was mad at him.
哎呀，他心里就爬起来了。
And he became frightened. He used his manipulation.
比说用手的还要聪明。
He was more cunning than his uncle.
14次改了他的工匠。
His uncle changed his wages 10 times. He had to pay back by his seed.
白天不能休息，晚上也不能睡，好好睡觉。
He couldn't rest at day. He couldn't rest at night.
还用许多来对付他呀。
His uncle dealt with him.
到末了时候。
At the end.
如果不是神怜悯他的话。
If not for the fact God had mercy on him, he would have probably died in the hand of his uncle. So one day when he escaped, his uncle chased after him. And his uncle told him, if not for the fact Jehovah restricted me, you will die in my hand today.
Brothers,
At first he was welcome. At the end they want to kill him. You said this uncle is terrible. This uncle is worse than Jacob. Dear brothers and sisters, we saw this is God's plowshare. Esau was not enough. Added to Esau, his uncle. He just shortly escaped his uncle's hand. And then he heard his brother came with 400 people. This kind of welcome is
hot.
He was scared to death. And he quickly devised some ways. And then later on he arrived at Peniel, a man came to wrestle with him. And that man cannot even prevail. Until the man touched his thigh. And Jacob became a cripple. Became weeping. Then he discovered that is the messenger of Jehovah. Dear brothers and sisters, not the matter of Esau. It's not a problem of labor. Neither the problem of the children. It is a matter of God's messenger. Jehovah's messenger weakened him. Though he was weakened, he still devised many ways. Jacob has to be Jacob. Later on in the land of Canaan, children brought so much sorrow to him and added so much danger to him. At the end, he encountered a famine until he was old and went to Egypt. And he entered into the courts of Pharaoh. Then he settled down. He told Pharaoh, he saw the days of my life. I'm not like my father. It is short and sorrowful. Maybe he was even crying.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹, dear brothers,
why was Jacob so harsh? Because God was using a plowshare over him. Even though outwardly speaking was harsh, through the plowing exposed all the inward condition of Jacob. To expose how selfish he was. To expose how crafty he was. To expose he was not fighting with men, but fighting with God. Dear brothers and sisters, when Jacob saw his real condition, on the one hand, he realized his own wickedness. On the other hand, he was softened.
我当蛮属灵的了。
I thought I was spiritual.
我所要的都是属天的丰收。
All I want is spiritual blessing.
结果当然没有想到我是这样一个败坏人。
At the end, unbeknownst to me, I was so corrupt.
软弱下来了。
Now I'm fully weak, softened.
被破碎了。
This man finally is broken.
这个人呢，他被翻过来了。
This man is turned under.
感谢赞美主。
Thanks and praise God.
就是因为跟竹架翻过之后。
Because he was plowed under.
有了犁沟啊。
There was a furrow.
这个水流出是流过来的时候了。
Wherein water can flow.
哎呀，你就看见水充满在犁沟里头。
You will see water filling up the furrow.
就是连那犁地啊、沟渠那边都在任凭了。
Even the high ground had been cut low.
都得到滋润了。
And had received the water.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，就在这个时候，那地就发生五谷。
At this moment, the earth yields its bounty.
那个生命现象就显出来了。
And the condition of life is manifested. There's some germination taking place. There's some growth and fruit bearing.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers,
当做事的人,
and the psalmist, when he remembers God's great grace,
无论是快快乐也好,
whether joy or in sorrow,
都是为了让我们得到神的恩典。
All is designed for us to receive grace.
甚至在经过这么的痛苦啊，
even in the midst of great sorrow,
不是为了惩罚，
it is not for punishment.
那是为了把神更多的恩典再赐给他，
but to give him more grace.
让那个恩典的水充满在他里面啊，
so that the water of grace can permeate in him.
好让他得到滋润，
so that he can receive water.
让圣灵再彰显出来，
to manifest Holy Spirit.
所以当他在想到这件事情时，
as he remembered these things,
他就在感谢主。
He was full of praise.
你以恩典年岁的冠冕。
And he said, "You have crowned the year with thy bounty."
我的路径都滴下自由。
And thy path drip with fatness.
实在的路径是很苦啊。
Though the path is difficult.
他说你以滴我的路径都滴下。
But he says, "My path is filled and dripping with fatness."
弟兄姊妹，什么是冠冕？
What is a crown,
冠冕就是我们的荣耀。
The crown is our glory.
冠冕就是我们的夸耀。
The crown is our boast.
神以恩典为年岁的冠冕。冠冕。
God has crowned us our years.
在这一年当中，
during the year,
我们所想到的，
what we think,
不是我们怎样的好，
is not how good we are,
也不是我们得到什么东西，
or what we receive,
乃是神的恩典。
But God's grace.
我记得亲近主，享受到神的恩典。
I have come near God and enjoyed His grace.
借着仇敌试探和攻击，得到了神的恩典。
I have received God's grace through the temptation of the enemy.
恩典能力是那么好大。
The power of grace is so great.
也借着神的耕种啊。
And through God's plowing.
神的对付啊。
And His dealing.
许多的环境啊。
Many circumstances.
让我充满了神的恩典。
Causing me to be filled with God's grace. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
保罗说：“我今日成了何等人呐！”
Paul says, "What manner of man I have become?"
那是神的恩典。
So that God's grace.
我没有什么可夸的。
It is all God's grace. I cannot boast.
只是神的恩典。
Nothing I can boast but God's grace.
恩典在托住了我们。
It is God's grace that has supported me.
恩典在吸引了我们。
God's grace that has attracted me.
恩典在保守了我们。
God's grace that kept me.
也是到了恩典在浇灌了我们。
It is grace that has watered me.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise God.
神以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
Thou has crowned the year with thy bounty.
这个人充满了神恩典的一个人。
This is a person filled with God's grace.
他无论走在什么地方。
So wherever he goes.
那恩典呢，都是那个流出来的。
His path drip with fat.
恩典不是光是为我们享受的。
Grace is not for us to enjoy.
恩典呢是为了别人得到供应。
Also for us to receive support.
所以啊，你得到恩典满，恩典满足不错。
So it's good that you receive grace.
恩典夸耀不错。
It is good that you can boast of the grace.
你是蒙恩的一个人。
You are a person to receive grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear Francis,
恩典要从我们身上满溢出来。
Grace must overflow from us.
若是我们真是满了神的恩典的话，
If we truly are filled with God's grace,
我们的行动每一步路都是恩典从里头流。
Every step we take will drip with fatness.
那个流出来的恩典呢？
That grace that has flowed out of us.
别人都像脂油一样。
It is like fatness dripping on the ground.
那么的丰富。
It is so rich.
那么的甘甜呢？
So sweet.
若是讲神的恩典。
If just talk about God's grace,
光是说啊，大概是这样子吧。
Then you say maybe so.
我听见弟兄姊妹的见证。
And you hear
brothers and sisters. 他们是怎样蒙了恩典
？How they receive grace?
恩典从他们里头流出来的时候啊。
You see the overflow of that grace.
真是像自由一样啊。
It is just like the dripping of fat.
就叫我们心满意足了。
And it satisfies our heart.
路上到底下自由。
Our path drip with fat.
无论在什么地方。
Wherever we are.
无论在什么环境里面。
Whatever circumstance we find
ourselves. 无论是怎样的行动啊。
Whatever we do.
恩典都从山上。
God's grace would drip from us,
像脂油一样，
just like the fat,
但是流出来，
that flow out of us,
叫别人得到饱足，
and satisfy other people,
叫别人得到滋润，
that other people
叫别人得到喜乐，
can receive joy.
当脂油流出来的时候啊，
whenever the fatness is flowed out,
就流在小山上头，
it flows on the hills,
小山就以欢乐舒扬，
and the hills rejoice themselves.
草场就以羊群为衣。
And the meadows are clothed with flocks.
你看附近的小山在欢乐起来。
Not only the hills gird themselves with rejoicing.
并且草场啊都得到滋润了。
Even the meadows are clothed with flocks.
那个草啊长起来了。
And the grass grows.
那里丰富。
And so
丰富到
so rich.
丰富到这地步啊。
It's rich to the extent.
吃也吃不尽的。
You cannot the flock cannot finish eating it.Just go ahead and eat.
吃完之后，草又长出来了。
The more you eat, the more it grows.
你看这个草场多丰富啊！
You see the riches of such a meadow.
不断的在生长啊！
It is continually growing.
所以好多羊都来了。
So many flocks come.
这里羊那里羊。
The flocks here and flocks there.
都来了。
They all have come.
来在这吃草。
To come.
来，里面的人。
Those who are in the midst of darkness.
都得了供应。
They can be supplied.
都得了滋润。
They can receive water.
他不仅是有青草长出来。
Not only he has the meadow.
他的更丰富。
And cause it to be more abundant.And also grows all kinds of grain. Even though we have difficulties, many things are caused you to be sorrowful. As though you are in the midst of sorrow, thank and praise God. And God's grace comes to us, we bear fruit. Not only the flock can have their bread, but people can receive their help.
Dear brothers and sisters,
Such a bad man. So I hope the brothers and sisters can enjoy God's grace in this way. As we have been dealt with, do not doubt, do not murmur, but receive everything as from the hand of the Lord. He is a good farmer. He knows how to plow you under. He will not go deeper than necessary. He will do it just right.It is not for punishment either, but so that we can receive more grace. Because of His grace, the land of barrenness becomes a land of riches. The thistles will become trees. Thorns will become pomegranates. It will change the whole scenery. Thank and praise God. God shows us such grace.Through our coming to Him, we receive grace.
经历试探，我们享受到主拯救的大能。
Through our experiencing temptation, we can experience His salvation.
给我们看他的恩典能力是何等的浩大。
To see the power of His grace.
也经历了许多的苦难。
And through all the suffering,
让我们享得着主的恩典。
We receive His grace.
叫我们真是让主的丰富从我们身上彰显出来。
So the grace can overflow and be manifested.
不是为了我们的享受。
Not for our mere enjoyment.
乃是为了我们弟兄姊妹。
But for brothers and sisters.
为了那些在忧愁、伤心、痛苦的那一班人
，For those who are in sorrow and sadness，
好让他们能够进到主的丰满里。
They can also be ushered into God's bounty。May the Lord be merciful。
叫我们这些日子，我们常常思想主的恩典。
In these days, we will remember His grace。
叫我们要充满了赞美。
We will be filled with praise。
感谢在赞美都给我们的神。
Praise and thank be to the Lord。
诗篇65篇。
This is Psalm 65。
所以这是很美丽的一篇诗。
It is a beautiful psalm。
也是非常。这个甘甜的一面是。
It is a sweet song.
盼望主给我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us.